Well, just one last reminder that producers who live in the Escambia River or Middle Suwannee River area watersheds have until Thursday, March 1st, to sign up for the Gulf of Mexico Initiative. Harris Sherman, USDA Undersecretary for Natural Resources and the Environment, says the Natural Resources Conservation Service Initiative is designed to help farmers and ranchers improve water quality and ensure sustainable production of food and fiber.
Good conservation is good business, and when a farmer or a rancher can demonstrate efficiency in his operation, utilizing water more efficiently, reducing nutrients into the streams and rivers, it's a way to save money, it's better business, and it absolutely helps to protect the environment. So it's a win-win situation, and I think it's simply a matter of better understanding what these conservation practices are, how they can be employed on the land. And if we can do that, we can stretch profitability out. We can ensure that farmers stay in agriculture, but at the same time, we can be doing things which will genuinely help to improve the water quality in the Gulf of Mexico, which is so critically important for the economy of this entire region.
Again, that sign-up date is this Thursday, March 1st. Producers interested in the cost-share opportunity to apply conservation practices on cropland, pastureland, and forest land are encouraged to visit with their local NRCS field office. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.